listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
A discussion of DNA. His power is neither animal nor human, science and health. That is, God's power is not traceable to physical genetics or through human heredity. This highlights the genius of Christian science. The infinite is never definable by the finite. Classifications of DNA symbolize, in divine science, something grander and more like Spirit God. Human needs then become joyous opportunities to feel the presence of divine infinite love. DNA, as explained by divine science, is always good and with only good effects. The real, harmonious, and eternal directly connect with God, Spirit. See Science and Health, page 102. Scripture illustrates divine lineage. Elijah, taken up in a whirlwind, was lifted above the belief that he was a mortal by the might and wisdom of God. His experience points to a higher, more spiritual correlation than a belief in physical law can possibly show. Every object has a line of descent, much larger than a merely finite beginning can explain. To admit that fact is to introduce the science of being. Consider the seed of truth. Called in Scripture the seed within itself, it is the embodiment of mind power and mind knowing. It is exampled by the barrel of oil that never fails. It represents an infinite genetics, perfect DNA. Be ye lifted up, and the King of glory will come in. The might and wisdom of God always lifts every object into the light of spiritual understanding and spiritual power. All knowledge is best understood as mental and spiritual. It isn't mythological, an explanatory term for matter given in Science and Health. Resolve DNA into spiritual thoughts, and the myth that things are physical will easily disappear. Jesus gave us proof 2,000 years ago that the kingdom of heaven on earth is present. It takes just a simple acknowledgement and acceptance of the physical as defined in the Christian Science textbook in order to picture all things in their divinely mental aspect. See page 115, lines 21 to 24. At the level of DNA, where biology meets reality, there will be a lifting up, which is altogether natural and spiritual. Harmony will appear in place of a seeming jumble of discord and limitation. The study of the biomechanism will gradually reveal, as did St. John, the angel standing in the sun, instead of the more material view of the genome as originally pictured by the well-known anthropologist Agassiz. An inspiring discussion of this finding is elaborated in the chapter, The Apocalypse, of the cited text. Think not as the world thinks, but as God thinks. Whatever God knows is infinite. We must have some understanding of the infinite. The infinite mind expresses itself as infinite idea. Source and expression symbolize oneness. Thus, we find the necessity of symbols and their connection to source. That recognition is the beginning of true knowing. That moment recognized, it's perfectly natural for a more infinite unfoldment to occur. The infinite already knows itself, and through divine science unlocks the treasures of truth. The tenets of Christian Science enable a practical understanding of DNA as uplifted body realized in human consciousness. They trace the Word made flesh back to its original and underlying source, and so replace a material sense of DNA with the spiritual idea it symbolizes. What a perfect guide for spiritualizing thoughts. Therefore, move forward in divine science. Move as God moves. You are as man is, spiritually formed. It's your divine heritage.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.